Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today we go inside the Giants clubhouse and talk to right-handed reliever Kyle Crick of the Giants. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest.
Kyle, first off, tell us about the experience, you know, getting called up this year in a different role, being a closer, reliever in AAA, and then coming up here and being a relief pitcher. How comfortable are you feeling?
I'm getting more and more comfortable as the outings go. The more I get on the mound, the more comfortable it's going to be. So I'm just kind of anticipating the innings, and I'm ready for them.
What went into the decision to change over from being a starter to a reliever, and how long did it take you to get adjusted?
Well, I don't think it was – I didn't have anything to do with the decision. I just kind of do what they tell me. Didn't take that long. Spring training, came in, threw, I think, 9 innings almost, and it's a pretty easy transition from a starter.
What's different about it? What do you like about it?
I like not knowing when you're pitching versus knowing exactly when you're going in the game as a starter, but – I just kind of like the unknown part of it.
What about as a starter when you conserve energy maybe a little bit compared to a reliever where, you know, you're kind of, you might be doing 1 or 2 innings and you can just throw it all out?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been an energy conserver. So that's not my type of pitching. I think I take more of a reliever approach when I was starting. So here's my best stuff, try and hit it sort of deal.
When you're in the major leagues, is it a little easier in some ways to kind of know about the hitters? I mean, the video that's available, the information, or has it improved so much in the minors that, you know, you felt like you had enough information anyway?
No, it's not really existent in the minors, but the information here is fantastic compared to anywhere else because there's good, tangible info in front of our lockers every day.
We'll have more with Giants righty Kyle Crick in just a moment. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Town's End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Town's End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco.
When you don't know who you're going to face as a relief pitcher, does that make it a little more daunting as far as the preparation, just because when you come into the game, you know, things could be a little bit different?
You kind of have a decent idea of who you might come in to face. Righties are going to face righties, lefties are going to face lefties. But for the most part, it's Guardy kind of helps you get ready down there when you're warming up.
Who are the guys in the bullpen that help you out, you know, that kind of took you under their wing? You know, some of the veteran guys that are gone, but there's still some veteran guys that are here.
I think everybody has. George, Strick, Osich, Dyson. Everybody's been pretty good about it. There's not one in particular.
Lots of experience when you're talking about, you said, Gardner and also Dave Rigetti. So what's it like when you join a staff like this and you have these pitching coaches that have been around, they pitch in the major leagues, they know so much?
It's good to have. All the information that you get, you can trust because they've been through it and they know exactly what you're going through. So it's pretty easy to trust it.
You know, it's always worth the wait when you make it to the major leagues and, you know, had a, you know, long stay in the minors. So what went on as far as the ups and downs of being in the minor leagues, and how much do you appreciate it now that you made it here?
Appreciate it a lot. As far as what was going on was, I mean, I don't think it was a mechanical thing. I think it was just mental for the most part, just committing to baseball day in and day out.
I remember I saw you in San Jose, and you know, just looking at you pitch there, you're dominating hitters. You're throwing hard, and it just seemed like when you made it up to Double A, maybe there were more walks than you would like. I mean, was it that you got out of your mechanics a little bit, and maybe you found it again?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
when you look at this team, unfortunately, it just hasn't lived up to expectations. So, how do you guys, you know, keep the attitude light or you know and positive as you go into the last 2 months of the season?
It's still the most fun I've ever had, so it's pretty easy. As far as everyone else, I'm just kind of having as much fun as I possibly can. It's still my, you know, major league experience. I've never experienced anything like it. It's still the greatest thing ever, so I'm just going to keep running with it.
And the atmosphere at AT&T Park, I mean, it's almost sold out every game anyway, no matter what the team is doing. So how much does that help you as a pitcher when you trot out to the mound and you got a lot of energy in that ballpark?
It's huge. You don't really need much to get the juices flowing, that's for sure.
Compared to minor leagues, too. I mean, you know, you might be in some ballparks where they're not filled, and you still have to be motivated. So, I mean, I would think this is kind of extra motivation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. That third deck definitely adds some motivation, for sure.
All right, Kyle. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks for having me.
That's Giants right-hander Kyle Crick. Coming up on Thursday, we'll hear from Corey Guerin of the Giants bullpen. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.